after overrunning Goja. The country folk, intimate with the terror of the Shadow Masters, should prove a rich source of manpower, and would be hardier than city folk. But I might have to gather my harvest quickly. Around here, power emanated from the palace and the temples of Trogo Taglios. A few frightened men there could issue bulls and dictates forbidding the faithful from joining me. Do you have friends in the city?
Not many. None that I know personally. Sindhu may know some.
Ram came from the city.
Yes, and a few others. What are you thinking?
It might be wise to get established there now, before the Radisha, and especially that whimpering runt Smoke, can swing opinion against us. I said we and us, always, but meant I and me. Narayan was not fooled much.
We can't leave Goja. Thousands more men will come here. We have to collect them.
I smiled. Suppose we split what we have. You take half, stay here, do the gathering, and I take half to the city. He reacted the way I expected, almost panicky. He didn't want me out of his sight. Or I could leave Blade. Blade is a man of respect, with a strong reputation down here.
Excellent idea, mistress.
I wondered who was manipulating whom. Do you suppose Sindhu is a man of enough respect to leave with him?
More than enough, mistress.
Good. Blade will have to know something about him. Something about your brotherhood.
Mistress?
If you're going to use a tool, you should know its capabilities. Only a priest demands we take things on faith.
Priests and functionaries,
Narayan corrected.
You're right. Blade will take nothing on faith.
He was the last man alive who would. That might come between us some day. Are any of your brotherhood cynical enough to be hiding inside other priesthoods?
Mistress.
He sounded hurt. I have a few sources of information. If we had friends within the priesthoods...
I don't know about Taglios, mistress. It seems unlikely.
I did miss the old days, when I had the unbridled use of my powers, when I could summon 100 demons to spy for me, when I could recall the memories of a mouse that had been in the wall of a room where my enemies had congregated. I told Narayan that I'd built an empire from beginnings as humble as ours. That was true, but I'd had more weapons. This time I often felt disarmed. The weapons were coming back, but far too slowly.
Send Blade to me.
I took Blade for a walk up the river, east of the fortress. He was content to wait on me. He spoke only once, cryptically, as we approached a bankside tree where a fishing pole leaned.
Looks like Swan never got back.
I had him explain. It didn't mean much. I looked at the fortress. Swan and Mather were in there, nominal commanders of all Taglian forces below the river. I wondered how seriously they took that. They hadn't been out much. I wondered if Blade was in touch. He'd hardly had time. He'd been working hours longer than mine, teaching himself as he taught his men. I wondered why he made the effort. I sensed a deep reservoir of irrational hatred inside him. I suspected he was a man who wanted to change the world. Such men are easy to manipulate, easier than the swans who mostly just want to be left alone.
I'm thinking of promoting you,
I told him. He responded sardonically.
To what? Unless you're promoting yourself, too.
Of course. You become legate of the Goja Legion. I become general of the army.
You're going north.